Hey, hey, all you Arizona lovers. This is the Finding Arizona podcast, episode number 391. I'm your host, Jose. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Today's episode is with Atha Elite Performance Therapy. We talked to Dr. Johnny. We sat down with him. We chatted it up. We got to get to know him a little bit better, but it's an incredible story. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. It's one that I appreciate from the standpoint of when you're dealing with high performance individuals, you need an individual who's high performing as well. So I hope that you guys enjoy this episode. Always check out the links down in the bio below. We always try and connect you guys with every episode, and that will lead us into the business side. You can hear every episode of our podcast at findingarizonapodcast.com. We make it easy for you guys to connect with us, let us know, chat with us through social media, and that's all under Finding Arizona Podcast. And as a side project or as a side piece for this podcast, we have started now what's called Boundhouse. There, if you would like to start your own podcast or you need some help getting off the ground floor, use our services to help you boost and become more efficient at what you do or what you want to do so that you can do what you love to do. And that is something that we want to help out with those around the community, those who are wanting to get their voices heard. Just reach out to us or look us up at The Found House. We hope that you guys enjoy this episode. We are doing a lot behind the scenes. Kiddo right now is doing really well. We are on the fast track to getting into preschool, hopefully, fingers crossed, but we've done some tours. Britt and I will be making our final decision or trying to make our final decision. It's not based on what we want, but also based on the timeline in which the preschools can accept him and all that jazz that goes along with parenthood. But we hope you guys are enjoying these episodes. We want to make sure that you guys are staying connected with us. That being said, if you want to check out our blog and blog, the blog is one thing that we try and make sure that is updated routinely. It is something personal to us. It is showing you the life behind the podcast, what each of us is doing on our own, but as a family as well. And the vlog is just kind of our own personal storytelling on family videos, that side. And we try and make it as fun and interesting as possible about what we do. But it is basically family home videos showing you the life and the progression that we do here at home, but also moving into a little bit of the podcast side. You see a couple of events that we participate in, and we hope that you guys enjoy them. Those are all trying to connect to us, who we are as a family and who we are as a podcast. So all in all, just look us up, type in Finding Arizona Podcast in the Googles, and you'll definitely get connected on one level. I hope that you guys enjoy, again, getting a hold of these episodes and making sure that we are doing what we need to do. But so if you want to tell us what we should be doing better, or you just want to say thank you, you can send us an email at findingarizonapodcast@gmail.com. Everything, we hope that you guys, it's all for you. We hope that you guys are really connecting on each every episode. So we are on the road to 400. We are 9 away. I hope you guys have been excited for the 400 episode. It's going and it's coming fast, and then we're off to 500. And I think either with 400 or 500, we're gonna have extravaganza. We hope that you guys stay connected and on our newsletter and on our website to know when that's gonna come out. But we have big plans for 400 and even bigger plans for 500. So let's just jump right into it. Episode number 391 with Dr. Johnny of Atha Elite Performance Therapy. We will catch you on the next episode. And until then, kisses, hugs, and belly rubs to our four-legged friends. Bye, y'all.
Two,
One. Welcome back, everybody, to the Finding Arizona podcast. I'm your host, Jose, and as always, we bring in very special guests. And today, I am very excited to introduce you guys to Dr. Johnny here. And I will let Dr. Johnny introduce you to his business because I want to hear it from his, like, how he introduces himself, just from one being that it is a very, very interesting thing that we're going to be talking about. So go ahead, Dr. Johnny, take it away.
Thank you. Thank you for the introduction. So I am a doctor of physical therapy. I have a physical therapy practice. It's not your traditional physical therapy practice. It is a cash pay physical therapy practice. And we focus a lot more on sports and performance.
Yes.
So for instance, right now we're working with the NFL Combine, working on guys' pro days right now. And nice. Then MLB off season. So getting them trained. And then so we do the rehab alongside with the performance training. So very, very niche, not your typical physical therapy clinic, but it's a ton of fun.
And it's called Atha Elite. Am I saying that right?
Yes, Athlete. Yep.
Athlete. Yeah. So it was just, again, it's one of those things where I'm very incredibly honored that you would, come and join us for a conversation. This in particular being that the fact that it's like sports medicine and it's, you're definitely dealing with high performance clients on that end too, as well, because one of the things that I have never been, we've never had a discussion around, and it's one of the questions that I get a lot is, like, they ask me, what are some of the, people that you'd love to interview most? And my always default answer has been, I want to talk to people who are, kind of in this elite performance or elite athlete, elite kind of like in all rounds of what they do for a living, kind of at the higher end, just because it is a different perspective in that sense. You're dealing with one part, the kind of performance aspect, and you're doing your job, you're doing something at the highest level. On the other end of it, I always kind of want to hear how they got there or how they actually end up developing these skills, because those are the types of things that everyone wants to hear or kind of want are intrigued about from that end. So I'd love to just kind of ask you the question that we usually ask everyone, which is, give us your origin story. How does one go from being an ASU grad to working with some of the top performing athletes around the globe?
So initially started fresh out of PT school. During PT school, I knew I wanted to work in sports. Yeah. I didn't quite know what that looked like. Being young and naive, I was like, I'm going to get out of school. I'm going to go, right to professional athletes and everything's going to be great. And, the rest is going to be history. But that's not, that's not how it works. It's all about, especially in this business, it's about your connections, your networking, yeah. Who you know. So in the beginning, especially to first get started, I did home health as my primary occupation. So I was going to people's homes, post hospital stays, very, very acute, low level, very flexible schedule. So it allowed me to build my business on the side. And so while I was, having my primary income come from the home health business, I was doing the stuff on the side, getting more clients, marketing, building my gym, things like that, to finally get to the point where I was able to go full time. Nice. Going through that, still all the time networking, going to events, going to tournaments, reaching out to agents, hitting social media pretty hard. Just reaching out to any and everyone that's, kind of associated with the professional athletes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get as close to those groups and where they're at as possible. That's like what my mentors and, kind of I've always heard is, if you want to go, you got to meet your customers where they're at.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So you got to go to the tournaments, go to the, the meetups and stuff like that. And then, sometimes it was, giving some treatments, for free on the front end to help build my social media, especially leveraging people with, high social media accounts and stuff like that. And then to build it up, to have consistency, to where I am now. But yeah. I'd say probably the biggest thing is just is networking and just being around, the right people.
Yeah, I mean, kind of what we've been hearing from our end as far as what we're trying to produce as far as our clientele of, people coming in through our doors is meeting the people where they're at. And that's a big, big push for us this year as far as going into live events, face to face, things like that, where you're just in that group setting dynamic and showing what you're capable of and just allowing the
people to understand who you are on the front end, and just giving them insight as far as your skill level, what you're capable of, and your services and things like that. So we're very in touch with understanding that aspect of it. So I'm very excited because you are like kind of like me, where you're persistent. Like if you have a dream, a goal, something that you're looking forward to pushing the envelope on, you have that energy, that persistence, that mindset to kind of that willpower to keep it going and keep it pushing. I love it. So I'd love to just get that kind of first inkling of, you know, you put your foot through the door. You have that, maybe that first clientele that says, yes, let's do it. Let's work together. Can you give us a little bit of that background story? Because, you know, like you said, it's that first snowball effect. You get one client that really has that kind of storybook, you know, I'm working with an athlete sort of deal. And then it kind of snowballs into something more or something different. You know, where was that first inkling coming from?
I'd probably say it was from networking. Yeah. One of my really good coaches and trainers, I'd probably say Chuck Howard. Very, very great guy. I played with his son, Desmond Howard. But he actually introduced me to some agents and, you know, some agents at basketball agencies.
Got it.
I was able to get connections to work with them during the preseason and off seasons. And that really kind of paved the way. But like I was saying earlier, it's all about who you know. And so I was basically, as I'm doing this, trying to be very loud, you know, trying to tell everyone what I'm doing, talking to them, you know, and also not only, you know, being like self-serving, but trying to help people out. You know, how can I help your business, reaching out? How can I provide value? You know, always reaching out to Chuck and Desmond, you know, different trainers, you know, how can I help your athletes? You know, what do your athletes need? Do you need anything, you know, to help your athletes as far as like additional stretches, you know, warm-up routines? Just trying to be as giving as I could, because I know if I was as, you know, selfless and giving as I could, those people around me would see that and then help me out, you know, as a result. Not that that's why I was doing it, but just being a good person and doing those things for the people that also do those things for other people. But like I said, Chuck Howard, the whole Howard family, great, great people. And I'd probably say that was one of the things that helped me get, you know, on the scene probably.
That's awesome. Incredible story too, because it's just it shows, again, like you were saying, who you know, and just kind of bringing yourself into the fold. The agencies will allow you to kind of really propel forward in the fact that their clientele is just a multiple of names, whatever it may be. But again, I'm like very interested also in the minutia of your daily life, because you're kind of I'm kind of looking at the perspective of the health and wellness in the different sports that they're participating in. And so it's wintertime right now. And I know for a fact that when you're playing out in cold weather versus the summertime when it's nice and warm and your body's at a different temperature and rate, you can actually enjoy or you can actually focus in on different clients of what they're actually performing at the muscle group level. So can you give us a little insight on like the winter versus the summer, what you're focusing on or what the kind of things that you're looking at just as far as injury or helping them perform better at that level?
So when you take into account like temperatures, at higher temperatures, you're going to have, you know, more fluid muscles. The molecules tend to, you know, just think about, you know, the properties of gases and molecules at higher temperatures, they move faster. There's more elasticity. You're going to have more responsive as far as, you know, athleticism. When you start like getting in colder temperatures, that's when things kind of start slowing down, especially on the cellular level. Blood starts moving slower. Circulations is slower. And then, you know, reaction time gets slower. Especially out, you know, nerve conductivity, you gotta think of all those things. So playing surfaces, how stiff are the surfaces? I don't know if you're paying attention right now to the NFL playoffs, but right now the ground is so hard because it's so cold. And so they're having a hard time with the traction of the cleats going into the ground. So when we think about those things, you know, when we're riding programs and we're doing our rehab, when we go to the field, we got to think about those things. You know, how much time are we spending on warming up? You know, how much time are we spending on our actual output and our power? You know, we have tools and things that we can, software and hardware that we use that'll give us these numbers and give us these data. So it's, you know, constantly measuring, you know, how much output are they having? What's their load, you know, from week to week, taking into account the cold? Are they recovering enough? And then just kind of making sure that they're safe. And so it's the best thing I would say is just having a plan. And the good thing with the place I'm with, the guys I'm at with right now at Apex, is we have a system. It's repeatable. You know what we're doing, you know, whether that's hot, that's cold. We use our data and our metrics, you know, to give us to really lean on when we need to have a little bit deeper insight. But, you know, it's not just like, okay, cool, he's running. Well, yeah, he's running and it's 32 degrees outside, you know, and the ground's frozen. And so it's like, you know, using these metrics, you know, and using these feedback systems and our hardware, our software helps us to make those decisions and, you know, keep our athletes safe and help their performance. As we're going through our program and off season.
That's, I mean, it's so fascinating to me as far as like, again, you're looking at the climate temperature, and you brought this up as well for the playoffs. The one thing I noticed too, it's not just the athletes, but the tools, the balls that they're using too. It's like, if you watch a kickoff in just yesterday's game, you can see it's not the regular bounce that when it hits the floor on a normal temp day, it's not it'll bounce a little bit and jump up. It's a hit the floor and then roll sort of situation, where it's not giving you a little bounce and you're looking up and trying to grab it from the single bounce, but it's now just bonk, hit the floor, roll a couple yards, and then you're like, either got to be ready for it or you're trying to run after it when it hits and goes right behind your sort of situation. So it's it's interesting to kind of like really tailor your performance and what you're trying to do with each individual athlete to what their positions are, and just kind of, you know, recognizing the different muscle groups. There's been a lot of injuries with the knees and with the kind of the legs the past, you know, this football season as well. But one of the things that you brought up that I've, you know, I'm totally getting more into as far as my research and far as podcasting goes, is the technology. And technology has been a big push and a big view as far as like AI and integrating it into your actual job, your actual, like what you're using as far as your software to calculate the numbers and bring you results that are going to give you some new insights, some new, you know, ways of working around the performance. You know, when you're talking about this 1%, you know, 0.01% situations, you know, you as the person helping the individual tailor their schedule or tailor their actual thing that they're working on to help guide them into a better, you know, better injuries, recovery, things like that. Can you give us a little like what those look like as far as, is it still changing for you guys, or are there still like data points that you kind of rely on the most as far as the scheduling for recovery, scheduling for warmups, scheduling for different aspects of the season?
So let me break that down into a couple different parts here. So the software and the hardware that we use, we use a variety of different things. We use a dynamometer that measures strength, so we can see the strength of the individual muscles, muscle actions. You know, say we do hip flexion, right, as opposed to knee flexion. And then we also have the force plates, which measure ground reaction forces, asymmetries in force production, deceleration. It also measures reactive sports index, which is how elastic and how the ability of someone to access their type 2 fibers, basically like their athleticism. So we have that. We also have GPS trackers that track as far as speed. And so we use all these systems as we're going through as benchmarks. So we get them initially, say, hey, get these guys first in the door. Okay, let's take initial, you know, first day benchmarks. Where are they at? Okay. And then we have our plan, you know, based on, you know, our data and our system, wherever they test, we throw them into buckets, right? Okay, you test like this. Okay, so we're gonna do this program with you because you need to work on strength. You know, okay, you're good with strength. You need to work on being more, you know, more ballistic, you know, more fast twitch. So we put you in this bucket. And so as we're going through our program, we're constantly measuring, looking back at that data, saying, okay, how does that measure up, right? Is the program that we're writing, is that really what, are we actually getting the results that we think we're getting and that we want to get from it? So it's constant reiteration of using our framework, using our benchmarks and our data points to extract useful data, useful metrics. And like I said, to make sure our guys are on the right track to go through the off season. And then if they're not, making those necessary changes as far as their performance, making sure that we don't have too many high performance days. So you touched on this. How do you manage recovery? So that first part was basically, how do we formulate training programs and how do we, you know, take them through the off season? So now, like, basically rehab and recovery, we basically tried to stagger their workloads, yeah. Right? So we like high output days followed by low output days, high output days followed by low output days. We don't like to string too many high output days in a row, because the more high output days you have in a row, you know, the more chance you have for injury. Mm-hmm. The data is, you know, is pretty evident on that. That's why there's been so many studies with NBA, college, you know, those back-to-back games, yeah. To where they notice, you know, increases in injuries. So they try to avoid those. So, you know, different things like that, that we're looking at to help these athletes to not only, you know, recover, but also increase their performance. So we're not loading them down, you know, just taxing the nervous systems too much, so where they can't increase, you know, their performance as they're going through the off season. So I know it's a lot.
No, I was following too. I'm a nerd about it because it's really kind of fascinating to me. I mean, I wasn't a collegiate athlete. I was more of just a high school cross country runner, track and field sort of deal. And so for me, it was like, it stems from a place of like pure intrigue as far as when you're performing, because I know what I understand what it takes to perform at that level. It's just like, it's a lot. And so you're talking about, you know, the input on what you do on and the stresses that you do on your body, but you know, what you eat, kind of your daily, like some of these guys, you know, they're spending millions of dollars on just, you know, millions. Recovery, food, training, things like that. So you have to take it with, you know, they're high performance. They're like Ferraris, Lamborghinis of, you know, the sports world.
That 1%.
Yeah. And it's like you're talking, and two, it's like, you know, they're performing with the other athletes that are at their 1% too. It's like, you know, you're talking about 0.01 second difference of, you know, either you're going to get the finishing, you know, score to help you win or not, because it's just, you know, you didn't do what it was necessary or whatever it may be. But it's like those all add up to you trying to, you know, ultimately win your sport or ultimately win something.
Did your training set you up well enough to make you perform well in those, you know, those spots? And so,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, when we see our guys, you know, playing all games of the season or having, you know, season highs or, you know, career highs, you know, that's when we're like, okay, you know, the proof's in the pudding. You know,
yeah,
the training's working, the rehab's working. We're like, you know, we're on the right path. And so, absolutely. You know, that's really good, really validating. Those moments like that, it's like, okay, you know, now it makes it all worth it type thing, you know?
Yeah, awesome. I mean, that's, again, I know you deal with a lot of like probably people that, you know, you can't really speak about or like just kind of like their schedule and what may be. But is there any kind of story that brings you joy or positivity as far as, you know, your ability to allow, like, you, again, you were talking about seeing them perform at that level for maybe the entirety of the season or whatever it may be. Is there some story that sticks out to you that is like a success story?
So going back to the Howards, I think they'd be comfortable with me speaking about this because I've speak about a lot, you know, on my profile and stuff like that. I usually don't like speaking about clients because of, you know, HIPAA, like you were saying.
Yeah,
you know, there's that I can't speak about clients, but you know, the Howards are family. So actually, you know, after Jordan, you know, one of Chuck's sons, one of my really good friends, he actually tore his ACL. You know, he's a professional basketball player.
Yeah.
So he tore his ACL over in, you know, Puerto Rico. And so, you know, being able to help him rehab through his ACL, you know, helping him get back to 100%, getting back to, you know, even better performing than he was before, you know, being able to help, you know, that family and get back to Chuck and, you know, help his son in that way. You know, that was probably one of the best things so far. But, you know, it's always rewarding, you know, whether it's them or, you know, any other ACL patient, you know, just being able to see them when they first come in, you know, in so much pain and agony, just, you know, almost like kind of defeated, really, you know, mentally,
that kind of despair and sadness that comes along, like, what am I going to look like after this? And am I going to be back at 100%? You know, those are the types of things that you see and go through. I mean, you're dealing with people who've put their livelihood into their bodies, and when it goes and fails on them, you know, it's a level of desperation that it's just, you know, unfathomable to those
Some people don't always come back.
Yeah, exactly. You're running a 50-50 chance, especially with the ACL, MCL. Like, you're like, you know, could you go back to 100%? Maybe, maybe not. Like, it's just, it depends on you, the individual. So, you know, I have high hopes for you in the future, as far as, like, you know, the level of understanding, the level of compassion, the level of performance that you provide to your clients and who you work with. So, you know, I know it's not the easiest thing in the world. You know, you're kind of under the pressure cooker as well, because, you know, you have the teams looking at you to, like, hey, my guy needs to get better quick, like, you know, that sort of thing. But the body can only do so much. And so, you know, it's a definitely like a conversation back and forth between you, the doctor, and the team as well. So it's
high risk, high reward, though.
Exactly.
You know, one of those things, if you do a good job, you're gonna be, you know, you're gonna have a good, you're not gonna have a job for a while.
Yeah. Can you give us,
might not be in the business for
you know long. I know, I totally understand too. It's like, you can't, yeah, that'll, if you don't have too many success stories, it's like, what are you, the person involved, doing? So it's like, I totally get that. But I'd love to just now kind of pivot a little bit, because I just saw a commercial about it. It's the 2024 Olympics. Have you touched any Olympians at all? Or is there kind of like a rule of thumbs, like, you do just these sports or sort of thing? It's like, have you ever dealt with a performing Olympian at all?
I've never had a personal experience or pleasure of being able to work with an Olympian. But kind of what you were saying, it is very specialized in physical therapy. It's very niche based. So my niche is, you know, professional athletes off season and then rehab recovery. A lot of times, you know, when you get into those niches, some people, you know, will get into just, you know, treating swimmers or just treating softball players, or, you know, for a while I was, you know, just treating, you know, basketball players. And then it kind of, you know, like I said, it's kind of more pivoted to, you know, professional high performing college, you know, athletes. Mm-hmm. I would, you know, and it wouldn't be opposed to working with something like that, you know, with that, you know, with Olympians and things like that. But so far, you know, that's kind of where my experience has been limited to.
Yeah. I mean, and all kudos to you for, you know, there's definitely in the sense of, like, jobs all have kind of different routes that you can kind of go into. So, you know, the fact that you found your niche is beautiful enough. And just, I always ask,
I should say not yet.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. That's, I love,
you know,
hearing that.
I'm still young, you know, especially working in, you know, physical therapy and, you know, professional sports.
Absolutely.
With football, you know, their crossover to track, things like that. So, you know, I'm not ruling out in the future, but, you know, so far, you know, I haven't had the pleasure.
Yeah, dude, it's really one of those things. It's like, that's the one thing that really also just brings me kind of joy, is like that, for every time it comes back around, it's like, there's a level of passion about pride of your country and things like that. But it's like, you're talking about, if you're talking about, like, people performing at the highest skill set and level, it's like, you know, Olympian, you think about that and you're like, oh man, like, they spend years. Mm-hmm. Years just trying to perform for that Olympic gold. For, they're probably on stage or viewed maybe 5 minutes total, depending on the sports.
Yeah. Some of those track races are 10 seconds.
Exactly, you know, 10 seconds. You know, it's just kind of crazy to think about. It's like, there's that level of, like, wow, you got here and it's already done. Like, it's already done and over with. So,
you know, and kind of parallel to that, you know, with the NFL combine and NFL pro day guys we're working with, you know, they have that one day, you know,
That one day to max out 40, everything.
Yeah. That 40 meter, you know, dash and that, you know, the bench press, right?
Yep.
You're not feeling good that day, or it's not your day, you know, you might not test as well, or you might hit, you know, catch fire in a bottle and test very well that day and, you know, catapult your draft stock and all of a sudden, you know, set yourself up for, so that's why, you know, off season and, you know, the prep is so, so important, especially, you know, off season getting to the pros, because your draft position, it's kind of funny, you know, I don't know why it's like this, but it might be some kind of psychological thing, but where you're taken in the draft stays with you throughout your career.
So
if you're drafted in the first round, everyone's going to view you as the first rounder.
Yeah.
Right. If you're taken in the fifth round, you're always going to be a fifth round guy. Even if you make, you know, multiple Pro Bowls or, you know, in the NBA, multiple All-Star games, You know, if you're a late rounder, you're always going to be viewed as a late rounder. So, you know, that's why it's such a good, you know, important push. Those guys want to get, you know, drafted first round, you know, early rounds, because if you're viewed as an early round guy, you know, your second, third contract, you know, say you don't perform well on your first contract, you know, it's kind of in the back of their head, like, you know, well, this guy's a first round draft guy, you know, maybe we can get the potential out of him. So
I think,
you know,
that's also why Mr. Brady's, you know, his performance sticks out so much, being kind of a late rounder and just performing at the level that he did with the Patriots. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of amazing. And it sticks out a lot because, you know, you talk very, very specifically about just being a late rounder and now multiple Super Bowls, being the highest kind of
best quarterback ever.
And I think also it's like you put in parallel, again, what we talked about, how much he's put so much into his body as far as what he does training off season, what he does with his you know, health and wellness, eating, performance, everything, TB12. I mean, literal guy has made a whole, you know, brand behind that kind of understanding of how you go about doing what you do. So it's really beautiful to kind of now talk with someone who's had a hand in something like that, where it's like you're helping the athlete get better and recover and work on themselves throughout the off season. So wonderful conversation having with you. I'd love always kind of pivoting the end of our talk towards the future and kind of goal setting and things like that. It's the beginning of the year. Do you have any goals for 2024? Is there anything that you want to help, you know, our listeners, maybe help you out? You know, you can put it out there in the universe. So I, you know, anything like that stick out for you?
Other than just growing, you know, the business and brand as a whole, we're really trying to get the NBA offseason to our new facility.
Okay.
Right now we have NFL offseason, we have MLB offseason, you know, some soccer, some hockey trickled in here. Mm-hmm. But that gap right there, you know, between the NBA offseason is what we're really trying to push for. So that way we can have all major sports offseason and kind of be, you know, busy, you know, full year round.
Yeah.
We'll get some guys here and there, but we want to be able to hold like real, you know, full camps. So that's what's going to be our focus this summer, is trying to get, you know, NBA camp, you know, get the NBA offseason into our gym and start building that program so we can have, you know, just a full year round, you know, offseason. Yeah. Well-oiled machine is, you know, what I like to call it.
Man, if you could get someone, you know, a Beal or, you know, Booker or someone in there, that'd stick out so much. It's interesting because they,
you know, in the universe.
Yeah, put it in the universe. You speak in it and they will come, sort of deal. So it's like I have high hopes, man. I hope you're able to make it happen. I know you'll probably have a couple of guys very much interested in after this conversation, but it's just like, again, it's like I'm, you know, such a fan of where I grew up and being here in Arizona, just have a highlight of, you know, I went to school with Harden. I went to school with Harden and I remember him being in one of my classes. I remember him, you know, at ASU and just, you know, seeing him at the rec center every, you know, couple of times, playing with some guys. It's like, so it's just, you know, I have a true passion for, like, you know, where they come from and then how they, you know, diverse themselves into the world once they become athletes and stuff like that, especially if they've come across my own path. It's like, wow, that stood out. My mom's met Nash. I've, you know, seen Terrell Owens in at an event. Yeah. So it's like
athletes live out here.
Yeah. They just stick out. Like they, you know, you see them and they're like, wow, I've seen you on TV. I've seen you actually perform really well. So it's like those types of things really do stick out. And it's a lot of fun to kind of see them in person and hear them talk too is really interesting as well. So thank you again for just having this conversation with me. I know there's a lot on your plate from being the person that helps them get better, recover and perform better. So it's really interesting to have someone of your stature to come in and give us some insight in that world. I do have one like question just off the top of my head that I didn't get to talk to you about that I would love to just kind of, it piques my interest. You deal with the body, and what's the most, to me, like, I would love to ask you, what's the most interesting thing that you find about the performance of how the body works, and just kind of something maybe has nothing to do with your work, or maybe it has everything to do with your work. What's something that you find most intriguing about the human body and how it performs at this level?
I would say probably just like the capabilities of the human body, like how resilient it is. And you see some people and like what people can do, like human performance, like people, whether it's contorting themselves or lifting thousands of pounds, or, you know, being able to run hundreds of miles like David Goggins, you know, being able to extract like the very, very most of themselves and, you know, seeing what's possible, or, you know, even on the, you know, the more tragic end, you know, seeing how, what people can survive from, you know, being in, you know, terrible accidents and being able to, you know, recover for them, or, you know, being able to survive them, maybe, you know, with a little handicap, but, you know, that I would probably say just like the sheer capabilities of the human body and what we can do, as humans and as people, I think is probably what's most intriguing for me. And I think that's what's really got me, you know, interested in the whole world of physical therapy in general, you know, was having anatomy and, you know, seeing, you know, what our body can do. And, you know, even on, you know, the cellular level and stuff like that, it's pretty crazy.
It is. It's again, it's like, it's fascinating. And it's only because I'm a big science nerd too. It's like the things that we're capable of with the brain and helping the body perform better, and just kind of new technologies that are going to help with that, and just kind of what's to come is also intriguing and fascinating, and what we're capable of. It's there's a lot coming down the road, and I am
the biohacking and, you know, that kind of that whole study in general is going to get it even bigger than it already is right now.
So thank you again. I mean, you have really piqued my interest and my mind today, and thank you again for this conversation. You I have high hopes for you. I wish you nothing but the best of luck with your business and with the athletes that you perform with. So this end bit is for you to help everyone find you online. Any social media handles that you want to promote, go ahead. The floor is yours, Dr. Johnny. Take it away.
All right. Well, thank you. And you know, also to you too, I want to invite you to come down to our facility downtown Phoenix. It's 926 East Jackson Street, Suite 600 in Phoenix, right off 7th Street and Jefferson are the main crossroads. That's where you can find us. That's our physical location. It's Apex Performance Facility with Athlete Performance Therapy. So we have a partnership in that building there. So we have, like I said, the training with the therapy. So come check us out in person down there. But you can also check me out on Instagram at Athlete Therapy, Twitter, Athlete Therapy. That's and then Athlete Performance Therapy on Facebook. That's where you can find me posting, you know, all my workouts, a lot of my rehab stuff, anything physical therapy, surgery related. If you need any information, that's where you can find me hanging out.
Awesome. Thank you again. And I didn't get into that. Yeah, you have a very large facility there that you guys are really working out of, and just it's a very beautiful place to like see. And I've also, I think I've been around the area as well too, because it's like, it's really an interest.
Check us out.
Yeah. I'd love to come in and say hi and introduce myself. And I'm just like thinking about it. It's like, maybe you could help me out with my lower back. Like that's one thing that stuck out with me for a long time as like my lower back has been a constant issue, or just something that's like kind of sticking out as far as a non-performing issue that I need to get better at. And I've been trying to do therapy for it. It's like, you know, things that are helping strengthen it, and therapies to help mobilize it as well. So maybe you can just hit me up with just a few things. So I will definitely
check us out. I got you.
Come in. Thank you. Appreciate it. We do have an outro here. You can hear every episode of our podcast at findingarizonapodcast.com. We're all throughout social media, Finding Arizona Podcast, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Let us know who you want in next. Last but not least, we always say kisses, hugs, and belly rubs to our four-legged friends, and we will see you next time. Good night, y'all.
Thank you for having me.